happen. But in order to let something happen, that takes a lot. It takes a lot of self-control to let go of control.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it isn't easy for you to let go. In fact, it almost feels counter to what you're asking for. You're saying, I think I'm meant to do things that I'm not doing. That's the opposite. I'm meant to do things that I'm going to let myself do. Can you feel the difference? Determination.
Yes.
I'm going to heal myself. I'm going to set a goal. I'm going to figure out what to do. I'm going to be the best in the world at it. Upstream, 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 upstream. But when you say, my life has caused me to create it. I know it's waiting for me. My source is there, not only tending to it but being it. I can feel that I'm being called toward it. I don't know exactly what to do or where to go, but I can feel the call, and I know that as I relax more, that I will begin to translate the call of source into more real details where I will be able to identify and describe this wonderful creation more vividly.
That sounded magnificent. Thank you.
Just be easy about it. And so, you know, we'll give you some really easy downstream thoughts that you can use all of the time. There's no rush is really a good one. There's no rush. I got plenty of time. Here's another one. I'm pretty good at this. Another. I don't have to figure it all out this red hot minute.
Oh, that's a good one.
Here's another. It's natural for things to turn out for me.
It is. Absolutely.
Another. When I feel like doing it, it's always fun. When I don't feel like doing it, it sucks.
Yes.
Here's another. The stream is the current. Law of attraction is the manager. And I am the willing floating boat.
I am the willing floating boat. Thank you.
Sort of gets it in the right perspective.
Yes, it does.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Now what?
Thank you.
How does setting a goal fit in with allowing? If your work is already done because your life has caused you to put it in vibrational escrow, then why would you ever need to set a goal? But does setting a goal sometimes feel good? Why would setting a goal, if my life has caused me to already create it, and it's already created and it's calling me to it, then why would I ever need to make an affirming statement? Because as it feels good, I am in the moment of setting the goal or making the affirmation, I am focusing in harmony with what's waiting over there for me. In other words, so does the affirmation always feel good?
No.
So what do you do when it doesn't feel good? Stop it. In other words, don't keep pushing to try to make it happen. Find a way to let it happen. So all of the processes that we offer, whether it's an affirmation, whether it's a meditation, whether it is the identifying what you want, whether it's talking about what you want and why you want it, all of that is just because it's fun to focus in vibrational alignment with what's over there in vibrational escrow. It's fun to focus and become in vibrational alignment with what's waiting for you in vibrational escrow. It's not fun to focus when you're out of alignment. And so what happens to so many of you is you believe in focusing, you believe in goal setting, you believe in affirmation, but you have not distinguished whether it's upstream or downstream while you're doing it. And so now as you apply your understanding that only downstream works, only downstream affirmations work, only downstream feeling goals work. So that's why when you say, I need $100,000 and I need it tomorrow, it's upstream. When you say, I need or I want $100,000 and it's coming to me in good time, you begin to let go and you begin to flow toward.